So when you go to the doctor, when you get a ticket, when you get a bill in the mail that you don't recognize, maybe you don't even know it's a bill and you shred it because the return address is not recognizable. These are all signs, you know, that you might be getting a collection account. Like if you go to the doctor and you pay the copay in cash, and then the doctor's office calls you in a couple of weeks and says, "We never got the copay. You owe us $50." And you say, "Well, I paid you the $50 in cash, but you don't have a receipt." They continue to try to collect that money, and you decide, "I'm not paying it. I don't care. I already paid them." And then maybe a couple of months later, you get a letter in the mail that you don't recognize and you shred it. And 6 months later, you go to get financing for a mortgage, and suddenly a $50 collection account shows up on your credit report with a collection agency who either borrowed the debt from the doctor or bought it, is trying to collect that money from you. Now your credit score drops 100 points. So if you have like a 780 FICO score, which is an amazing FICO score, meaning you'll get the best interest rates, if you have a new collection on your credit report, it could easily drop 100 points down to a 680. And if you're below a 740, you may not get approval for certain mortgages. So that $150 collection could destroy your chances of getting a mortgage, or you could wind up paying hundreds and thousands of dollars more in higher interest rates over the 30-year period when you're going for a loan. So it's really important to not ignore small debts that you owe, thinking they're not going to make a difference on your credit because they could really kill your credit. So sometimes people get parking tickets and they ignore them, or they go through a light and they have one of those camera tickets that really isn't a moving violation, but there's a fee associated with it, and they shred it, or they don't realize when they get this ticket in the mail that it's even a ticket. And then 7 months later, it's on their credit report or library books. People don't realize they could get judgments from library
From
books.
library books.
So if there are a million people who owe the library $2, that equals a lot of money. And you could actually have a judgment on your credit report for $2 from not paying for a library book.
Now, would that really screw up your credit bet for
Huge.
$2?
Huge. See, that's the thing people don't realize. They think, oh, it's only $10. It's meaningless. And then they have a bankruptcy from 5 years ago, but the $10 judgment, recent judgment, is worse for their credit than the bankruptcy 5 years ago. So the more recent the negative, the higher a risk you become. Because if you have a recent delinquency, the chances that you're going to have another delinquency are much greater than if you have a 5-year-old bankruptcy. So it's all a matter of statistics. If statistics show that somebody with a recent delinquency is a much greater risk than somebody with a 5-year-old delinquency, then the recent delinquency is going to drop the score more. So you have to be hyper vigilant when it comes to paying debts and sorting through debt that might be owed. For example, you're in a car accident. You think your health insurance or your car insurance is going to cover x-rays at the hospital. So when you get the bill in the mail and you call your insurance company and they say, "We're going to take care of that," and you ignore it, the insurance company may take care of it 6 months from now, but that collection account with the hospital may happen 3 months from now. So even though the insurance company might pay that bill, if the collection agency puts it on your credit report in 3 months, your credit is still going to be affected. So you have to really stay on top of this. If it was me and there was a bill for x-rays that the insurance company was deciding whether they were going to pay, whether it's medical insurance or car insurance, I would pay it myself and then get the money from the insurance company just to make sure that my credit is not affected. So you have to, if you're in an accident or you have some hospital stay, or there's some doctors that you don't normally use. Another thing is you can go into the hospital for surgery and you could call your health insurance company and they tell you that the doctor is covered through your medical insurance. But let's say the anesthesiologist isn't. You may not know that in advance. And then you think it's covered and it may not be. So you have to follow up on everything, on the procedure, to make sure that it's not going to become a problem with your credit. So you want to make sure that you call and you know exactly what's happening with the debt that's owed. If you get a letter in the mail, you want to follow up on it with the insurance company and make sure it's taken care of. Because if you're going to go for financing a year or two later, and suddenly you pull your credit and the scores are a 650 because of these issues, you're going to be very sorry you didn't take care of it early on, because it's going to be affecting your ability to get a mortgage. The other thing I want to talk about, we're going to talk about divorce and credit if we have time at some point. But when you have a mortgage with your spouse and you're getting a divorce and the spouse is keeping the house, if your spouse does not refinance with you the mortgage out of your name before the divorce, and it's still in your name, and now you're going to get a new mortgage with your new spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, and you still have that debt in your name, you may not be approved for that mortgage because you're still responsible for it. And if your ex starts to pay that mortgage late, it's going to go on your credit. And a lot of attorneys, divorce attorneys, do not force the issue before the divorce is over. They say in the divorce decree that it has to be refinanced, but there has to be a motivation for the refinance to happen before the divorce occurs, or it's not going to be enforced. So it's very important. And if the spouse has poor credit, they're not going to be able to refinance that mortgage out of your name. So these are really important issues to take care of before the divorce is over.